at WTOP. It's 2:22.
Well, there were almost 300 victims of Malaysia Flight 17. Right now, their families are grieving and waiting to recover the bodies of their loved ones. But at some point, the next step comes. And what rights and recourse do these family members have?
Joining us now is Jim Brauchley, aviation attorney with the Motley Rice Law Firm. He was involved in 9/11 litigation and the Asiana crash in San Francisco. Jim, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
First of all, let's start with that exact question. What legal rights and recourse do these families have?
Well, I think the first factor is going to be decided who actually shot down the aircraft. It looks like, based on the reports that we have, would be the separatists, which they're not a recognized government at this point. So I think they'll have difficulty there. However, because this was an international flight, the flight is governed by the Montreal Conventions, which puts the liability at least to up to what they call the special drawing rights in U.S. dollars, $175,000 is a strict liability against the airlines. There has been a history when the Korean airliner was shot down by the Russians several years ago. The airline did compensate all of those families of those victims.
Now, is there a possibility of perhaps suing Russia if the weaponry used is connected to Russia? Because we're hearing a lot of talk about that possibility. Could then these families go after that country in addition to the airline?
There are some avenues within the law, at least here in the U.S., that some of the families, for instance, the Lockerbie, Scotland, Pan Am 103, those families actually sued Libya. And they got a judgment against Libya, and then ultimately they did receive some compensation, but I don't think it was the full judgment. So there is some opportunity and avenues if they were here in the United States. Now, international, I don't know where some of those citizens were, their different countries' laws.
Now, they were flying over a war zone, but Malaysia Airlines wasn't the only airline doing that. There were European airlines flying over this part of Ukraine. Will that come into the equation down the road?
There's some potential. There was a limit that all aircraft above 32,000, it was safe above 32,000 feet. There was my understanding is there was a no-fly zone below 32,000 feet. They were, in fact, above that. If it is later determined that they were below that, then there's potentially some liability on the airline.
All right, Jim, thank you so much for joining us.
All right, thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. That was Jim Brauchley, aviation attorney with the Motley Rice Law Firm.